ways to increase bonused credit card spend, heightened credit card signup bonuses, and more on today's Mileonomics Squared podcast, where your wallet and your intellect are respected.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following. Sam, you want to take news item number one?
Sure. News item number one, fee-free MasterCard gift cards are available at Staples starting Sunday, the 24th of March. This runs Sunday to Saturday, so this runs until the 30th. And these are a great way to increase spend. These are $200 MasterCard gift cards. And I know that I think we're linking to the write-up on Frequent Miler, and he mentioned on his write-up that these are more prone to fraud than other types of cards. You know, I long ago wrote about fraud on MasterCard gift cards, but I have seen since then, in the last 5 years, a dramatic decrease in that. And I think these are as safe at this point as Visa gift cards, which is something I really think is important to mention. Robert, would you agree with that statement?
I thankfully have never had a Visa gift card or a MasterCard gift card defrauded. But yeah, it's amazing how something that happened maybe 5 years ago can kind of be perpetuated. And, you know, I heard someone sometimes say that they had MasterCard gift cards, you know, drained on them and things like that. But yeah, I wouldn't avoid these for that reason. I mean, that you could have fraud on any number of cards. And we talk in the paid show about some characteristics that MasterCard gift cards have that make them better than Visa gift cards. So I think it's worth exploring if you know what you're doing with MasterCard gift cards. So I think it's a good deal. In the past, they were limiting these supposedly to one per transaction, but I've had good luck with buying multiple per transaction. So get over to your local Staples store and see if this one meets your requirements for increasing credit card spend in a bonus category.
Yeah, I think that I've been hit or miss on those stores that let me purchase more than one. The thing that I do agree with is fraud or no fraud, get rid of them quick. There's no reason to keep these things, as we say, clanging around for a long time. And so if you purchase them, liquidate them quickly.
News item number two, 8x fuel rewards at Stop and Shop on Happy Cards. This runs March 22nd to March 28th. These Happy Cards are cards that are designated for use at specific retailers. And they can be a very useful card to boost your spend at grocery stores. There's so many great cards for getting 4X membership rewards with the Amex Gold Card, etc. This is a really good deal, I think, if you can use the fuel rewards to their maximum potential, right? You know, 8X, I kind of value these at 1.5 cents a piece, but they expire in a month. So I'm going to get enough probably for about a month and not, you know, try to stretch myself by buying jugs of cans. I don't want to become a gas station, you know, as it were. So I just want to save on gas for about a month. So do you have any sales on Happy Cards in your area out there this week? These things seem to be on sale everywhere almost constantly.
Yeah. We've got an eerily similar 8X fuel rewards at Safeway stores. And you're not kidding. Those fuel rewards rack up super quick. And if you're not able to really liquidate them, you almost are hamstrung on how many of these you can effectively purchase, or the dollar value, I'd say, of these that you can effectively purchase. So creative ways to get rid of fuel rewards would be a great show topic in the future, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, we've got an offer that's been discussed on different blogs in the last week, so we want to cover it here. It's the Chase Freedom Unlimited 3X for the first year. This takes the standard 1.5 ultimate reward points for a Chase Freedom Unlimited, and I'm using air quotes, it doubles it for the first $20,000 in credit card spend over the first year. This is in lieu of any sign-up bonus. It's also subject to 524. And making it even harder to get, it's in branch only. I saw it in branch. I went into my Chase for some other things this past week and saw this offer. We really went into this on the paid show, but it's not a deal for the reason that I don't think got a lot of play. It's not a deal because it's not 3X ultimate rewards. It's really not when you look at it. We ran the numbers. It's somewhere between 1.75 ultimate rewards and maybe 2.2 ultimate rewards per dollar on that first $20,000 in spend. We could maybe include some of the math here in the show notes, because you're giving up a sign-up bonus and you're also giving up referral, the referability of the card from player one to player two, which is a big thing. We talk about all the time the ability to refer a spouse or a partner or anyone and pocket those ultimate rewards. So you've got 25,000 ultimate rewards just for the sign-up bonus and referral that you're giving up in chasing these 60,000 ultimate rewards here. So that's as quick as I can do it. Robert, you have any other credit cards you want to go over with heightened bonuses?
Yeah, another similarly kind of reconfigured one from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Propel has a 50,000 point sign-up bonus. And this one comes as kind of an adder on top of their standard bonus, which is 30,000 points after spending $3,000 in the first 3 months. I'm a fan of Wells Fargo points. I've gotten a lot of utility out of them because of they're so easy to commingle and share and then redeem them with Uplift. If you have a Wells Fargo Visa Signature card, you can get 1.5 to 1.75 cents a piece of value out of GoFar rewards, they call them, towards airfare if you have the right combination of cards. And it's not too hard to get that right combination of cards. The Visa Signature is a fee-free card, and this Propel card is a nice way to boost points in conjunction with that. So let's talk about the earning structure here. That additional 20,000 that you get after the first 30,000 comes after spending $15,000 for the rest of the first year. They give you more than 3 months to do it. While the card earns 3x on, I'll call it broadly, dining and travel. There's some more specific nuances than that, but that's broadly what it is. And a lot of cards get that. We talked in the paid show about this deal or not a deal. I think the conclusion we came to was that I wasn't so hot on it at first, but when you showed me that the math worked out, that I was maybe getting upwards of 3+ cents a piece towards travel on that additional spend up to 15,000. It's actually a pretty good deal if you just stop at the 30,000 or go for the 50,000. So depending on your spend profile, I think this is a winner. What do you think? You going to go for this one?
No. You know, it was interesting because I think I convinced you in my attempt to downplay the card and kind of just say, like, you know, who would ever fall for this? And you fell for it. You were like, oh, yeah, no, that sounds great. I think it is interesting that both of these offers are trying to incentivize people to keep a card past 90 days. And that's subtle, but that's a big change over what we've seen with card bonuses over the last decade or more. Maybe they're getting a little bit smarter and realizing, you know, most people are rational and just taking a card and using it during a bonus period and then putting it back in a sock drawer. So this is interesting. Is this a trend that we're going to continue to see? I don't like it because, you know, you lock up those points for a long time. You're not going to see those extra points for a year. What is the program going to look like in a year? Will it be the same? Will it be different? That's a big consideration on my part. Hey, it could be great. And you know, you're right. It is over 3% back on travel per dollar. But I think there's better options. If you're in this space and active right now, there are definitely better options to put your spend on.
I think Wells Fargo is a different beast than Chase and Ultimate Rewards, right? I consider them a tier two bank. And we had a whole post about all the best two banks out there. So I treat them with different, standards than what we call the tier one banks, probably the big three, Amex, Chase, and Citi. And so, you know, with Wells Fargo, there's no referral program. There's no ocean of cards that you can combine together. There's really a limited number of cards that they have. And their personal and business churning restrictions are going on different clocks. And so if you just look at the Wells Fargo cards that you can get, there's not a ton of them. So the question for me becomes, is this one of the best personal Wells Fargo cards to get? And if you already have a Wells Fargo Visa Signature between you and your spouse, you've got that Uplift already. And if you're not going to get one of these cards, then it's just like, well, you know, it's not right for me. Or just, you know, it becomes a question of, do you want the points or not? And you know, if you've been in this game for a while, you are kind of maybe running out of great credit cards to get. I don't think you'll ever run out of credit cards to sign up for because, you know, if you theoretically signed up for every credit card in the world, you couldn't sign up for any more. And then a couple of years would go by and you would again be able to sign up for credit cards because you would have, you know, cooled off and, for example, gotten under 524. So if you're kind of, you know, running out of great cards to get, I think this one might make the grade. So I don't know. I think I'm going to go for it. And I'll probably get that the business platinum from them as well. And commingle all those points together and just get a bunch of unrestricted domestic travel that you can book through the Wells Fargo portal. That's my final word on it. I'm getting it.
All right. We'll have to follow up. Third up here on heightened offers, and another one from Chase, is the Chase Sapphire Preferred 60,000 point offer. This bumps the standard offer of 50,000 ultimate rewards up to 60,000. It does not waive the $95 annual fee. Trading 10,000 ultimate rewards for $95 is pretty great in my book, but coming up with a way to possibly get the best of both worlds, I guess you'd say. The 60,000 points with no annual fee would be great. And we don't yet have a positive data point for it, but we do go over a possible way of doing that in this week's paid show as well. So a lot of great discussion this week. Robert, you want to keep us going?
Yes, the City Rewards Plus card has been confirmed to get a 10% point rebate on redemptions. If you're not familiar with this card, it debuted a month or two ago, maybe 2 months now. And the novel thing about it, or the most distinct thing about it, I think, was that it earns 10 thank you points for spending even a penny, 50 cents, a dollar. All you're spending is rounded up to the nearest 10 thank you points. So there's like, you know, some theoretical kind of jokes that, oh, I'm going to run a, you know, a bunch of office space type 1 cent transactions through and I'll just be a millionaire after the script runs overnight. I don't know if anyone's done that, or I haven't heard anyone has tried or gotten shut down for that yet. But it also comes with this nice thank you point rebate. And the way it works is, it's capped at 100,000 points in redemptions, meaning a 10,000 point rebate per year. But it works across all of your thank you points that you have, maybe between your Premier card, your Prestige card. If you combine all those thank you points together online into one big pool, then any of the points that you redeem for one-to-one transfers to air travel partners, or if you redeem it for 1.25 cents a piece through the thank you portal, all those get a 10% rebate. So it's a really nice benefit that the card has that unlocks more value in all of your thank you points. So if you're thank you point rich, it might be something that you consider product changing an existing card into this. I did that myself with a card. And so now I effectively, for example, with the Premier card, have an uplift of 1.38 cents a piece instead of just 1.25 cents a piece. So look around and see if you have a city card that's not being used for anything particularly productive, and consider maybe a product change for this. It does have a sign-up bonus on its own, but it's linked together with all the other thank you point earning cards to the point where you might not, this might not be the best card to go for in its own right. But if you have the opportunity to product change the right card into it, it could be something worth doing. Now, the way that City looks at product changes, opens and closes, and resetting clocks is something to be concerned about here as well. So be careful about that. If you, for example, downgraded a thank you Premier to this, it might reset your clock. So a lot to think about there with City. But if you can work your way into one of these without upsetting that apple cart, I think it's a card worth looking into, especially if you already have and are looking to redeem a lot of thank you points.
Yeah, I think that you go over a lot of great pitfalls people could fall into there, and I think that last one is really the most important. You know, if you are eligible for a thank you point bonus on a new card, definitely go for that new card first before anything with this.
No, it's a good point, right? And if you signed up for a Premier or a Prestige, it would probably be a good time to product change, maybe say a dormant preferred card you have, or a Premier or Prestige that's coming up on its annual fee that you're just going to cancel right after you reset the clock. It might be a good time to work your way into this. That's a good point.
We got a little public service announcement here. We do these from time to time, and quarter two actually is upon us. And that means all of the 5X and 5% categories need to be activated, and you should be aware of them. So we'll quickly go over them here. On the Chase Freedom, this quarter is grocery and home improvement, which is a great category. On Discover Card, you've got gas, Uber, and Lyft. And on the City Dividend, you've got drugstores this quarter. And the City Dividend has that little quirk where you can do the entire 4 quarters worth of spending in 1 quarter. This may be the quarter you want to go for that with.
Very good. One more news item here. There's a new card-linked program out there called PACE, P-A-Y-C-E. It has 5% back, capped at $5 per use, at retailers like CVS and Staples. The cards are linked on an individual card number basis, and it's said to run on the Empire Network. There have been a lot of card-linked programs that have come out in the past year, and they sometimes provide a nice way to take the edge off of purchases that you might be making at retailers like CVS and Staples. This one, I don't think it's going to be highly scalable, but, you know, worth looking into if you want to get some rewards that some of the retailers that they're affiliated with. We'll include a link for more information in the show notes.
I think that's all we've got this week, Robert. For more, there's always our paid Patreon podcast, and there's always more next week.
Thank you for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There, you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like the ones we talked about today.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics, and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you, and until then, we'll see you on the site.